This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right, along with my co-host and sidekick, Miss Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself. We welcome all of you, and specifically KACT 1360 AM in Andrews, Texas. Mr. Gerald Reed's company is taking our show now. We want to welcome all our listeners from that area, and thank you so much, Gerald, for trusting our show. And welcome to the Home Talk USA radio family. Also, we got a special announcement, a milestone, that this is episode 1,022 of Home Talk USA. We're slowly creeping up, Rita. We're closely creeping up to being the number one longest longevity home improvement radio show in the country. There is two shows ahead of us, but they're not on the air anymore. And wow. I think we're going to be passing them shortly. So we're creeping
Congratulations.
Up. Yeah. My producers told me that, and they said, King, you're at 1,021. And well, it's on our website, hometalkusa.com. You can see all our websites. And I said, wow. I said, go check out how many episodes our competition has. And when they checked it out, says King, you're gonna be passing this as the number one show longevity wise in the country. I said, whoa, this little home talk that 20 something years ago said would never make it on the air. Wouldn't even carry us. Amazing, huh?
There you go. Yep.
So what's happening, Miss Ventilady herself? What kind of show we have today?
Well, today we're talking about kind of a complicated topic. It's market research, which inventors do at the beginning of their steps, and then marketing that they do at the end of their steps. And I get inventors who will kind of switch them around a little bit or do them at the wrong time frame. For instance, market research, if you hire a firm to do it, it can be really expensive. But there's some things you could do yourself that don't take very long, and you get better information. But if you spend that money too soon, then by golly, when you get to the point where you've got to spend some money on marketing, you don't have any left. So how then do you do your marketing? So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Wow. Well, there's a lot going on. And also, I like to mention that we do get requests each week through Twitter and through our Facebook page and through just a basic emails to me and say, hey, King, how can we get my product on the Invent America show? I said, well, we have a segment of the show at the end of the show where we always announce the process. And there is a process, right, in doing
right.
this. And so we're going to handle all that at the end of the hour. But you're still trying to recover. I mean, I know it's been, a month now, but we're still trying to cover from the National Hardware Show. A lot going on there, a lot of requests also. And we have some potential news, potential products that might be joining your family if it all works out. Now, we can't reveal who they are or what they are, but you do have some coming up the pipeline, I assume.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I was on a meeting last week that was for all of the Inventor Group leaders, and they were so excited to hear about Invent America. And then within 24 hours, I had people calling and saying, this is where I'm at in the process, you know, and I would love to be on the show. But then we had our Inventors Roundtable meeting, and honestly, we had the Inventors Roundtable meeting on Thursday night, and you would be amazed. So that one meeting, we had people from Florida, we had people from Boston, Texas, California, Washington State, and Canada, all on that meeting.
Well,
all across America, all stages.
Well,
it was
like,
wonderful.
Like our new affiliate, KACT 1360 AM, what can they expect on the Invent America show? What's the purpose of the show? I guess we'll just do the Reader's Digest version.
That's great. You know, one, it's to show consumers new products that they might be interested in but didn't know were out there. So we're wanting to reach the American consumer. Two, we want to be able to help new inventors learn the right steps. So cool new products. You know, there's a really good way of going about the inventing process that you learn something from each step you do. And that's where we want to be able to take those new inventors and say, oh, aha, I've got an idea. I've got a better way of doing this. So it allows us then to reach that rural America radio listening area with really good inventions. Because our best inventions, Michael, come from the people working in the field.
Yeah. Well, we do have a...
And then we're reaching store owners and, you know, potential licensees out there. So our reach and our target market is everybody.
Well, we do have a programming change also. We were supposed to have Travis Kelly be our... guessing the not this segment, the segment after, but he's a fireman, so I want to make a programming note that we did update our website, and I think we're going to have a Derry Griffin talking about his caulking gun, right? He's going to be substituting?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we just make sure. So I think we're going to be taking a break shortly and explain a little bit about our guests. Keith Ott's going to be our first guest, right?
Keith is going to be our first guest, and amazing enough, he was a fireman for 25 years. And so his product is related to what he learned as a fireman.
Okay.
And so I'm going to let him tell that story a little bit, but a very cool product. He's been manufacturing. So he did do both market research and marketing. So he'll have a good perspective on that. And then Derry Griffin, he is manufacturing a couple of his products and is out there. So he's kind of, you know, done both of them. And I think for the inventor, the scary part is getting to the point where they can actually do some marketing and then have the money to do
it.
Yeah.
Then you have your product expert.
Expensive.
Yeah, then you got your product expert coming on, Mike Green, right?
Mike Green, he is a social media expert, and for a lot of inventors, social media is the go-to. Now, it can make you broke if you make the wrong choices. But if you do it, if you're smart about it, there are ways to do it, and that's what Mike's going to talk about.
Yeah. And, well, we got a great show lined up, and... give us that website, though, your website, though. I always like to promote your website, though.
It is www.inventorlady.com, and you can also find now the intro page for Invent America there as well. So we've moved it. It's all there. All the links are functioning just lickety-split, and we are good to go.
It's a big process. All right, Rita, let's take a short break. We've got to pay some bills, man. You know, a guess a day keeps the bill collectors away. You know what I mean? But
there you go.
But all right, we're going to take a short break. This is the Cajun Man, Mr. Cajun Man Michael King himself, the Cajun Contractor, along with my co-host and sidekick, Miss Rita Crompton. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit to some of the inventors out there in the Invent America part of the Home Talk USA radio program, as we talk to these young inventors each week, every week. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Yay!
Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Yeah, don't forget we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Also, that's where you catch our archive site, our podcast site, our podcast broadcast. And if you want to catch us live on the radio, it's 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock Central Time on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Rita, I tell you, a lot going on, a lot of breaking news. And again, we just have our new affiliate, KACT 1360 AM in Andrews, Texas, that's now joining us. But hey, let's start the show. Tell us about our first guest.
Well, our first inventor today is Keith Ott, and our topic that we're looking at is market research versus marketing. And for a lot of inventors, either one of those can be really heavy lifting. So we're going to talk about it and discuss it, you know, so that inventors know when to pull the trigger and kind of the trigger that they're pulling. So Keith is going to be our first guest. He is the inventor of Prevent, and that's pre-vent, and his website is prevent.com. Solutions.com. Again, pre-ventsolutions.com. Keith, thank you so much for joining us. Keith was a firefighter for 25 years, a business owner for 18 years, that worked in the restaurant, roofing, concrete, and the fuel and oil industries. So you've got a lot of experience out there, Keith. Tell us a little bit about yourself and Prevent.
Well, Prevent came out of me being a firefighter with dryer fires. And so I started a dryer vent cleaning business back years ago. And then also with dryer vent cleaning came cleaning birds' nests out of dryer vents. And when you have a high rise, so a lot of birds build nests in the wall vents on mid and high rise buildings. And there's only a legal way to keep them out is you're not allowed to have a screen over a dryer vent. So any of those screens, the air blows through, it catches the lint, blocks up, and catches fire. So I produced and made this out of my dad's metal shop, this wall vent, and it does not allow birds in. It does not violate the International Building Code, and it's made out of aluminum. It's powder-coated. It lasts forever, so it's a great mid- and high-rise wall vent for any bathroom, kitchen, or dryer exit out of the side of a building, and that just evolved over many years. I've got a full patent on it. And been selling them for many years. And
so your market research, what an inventor would do early on to find out whether or not there was even a reason to go through all the steps to get a product out there, your market research was your own experience being a fireman.
Yeah, the market research was there's, you know, how do we keep birds out of wall vents? And so I watched a bird go in and out of a vent once, and I'm like, how do we keep that out? Because nothing that you buy at Home Depot or wherever else will do that. So the way I designed it, we made one, we put it on this couple buildings where these birds were going in and out. A bird never went back into my vent. They were always going in all the other vents. So then I had a lot of demand for it. Property managers were buying them like crazy, and it was just word of mouth. So I mean, my market research was just solving the problem, and the people that needed it, the word spread.
Yeah, so one of the things that we've talked about is now that you're selling the product, and it's the marketing for, you know, that you're doing now, and you've told me that it's like, you know, all right, so you're not in the Home Depots because when you're sitting next to, you know, a product that's quite a bit less expensive than yours, you feel that it, you know, people don't really understand. So you're selling then online. So by the way, anybody who wants a really good dryer vent that meets all the codes and will not start a house fire, you need to go to the website that we make sure will be posted. But Keith, tell us a little bit about how you are able to go and market your product.
So lately, over the last couple of years, I've been going to a lot of property manager meetings like COMA, BMI, that where property managers meet and network with contractors. And that's been one way because it's a face-to-face, it's personal. And then just, you know, through some trade shows, I've been doing some marketing, and that's where I saw Inventor Lady and so on and so forth. So it's just been, it's been a slow grind, but, you know, it's just making those connections and educating people that there's a better way out there.
Yeah, well, I hope next year you are actually displaying in our booth instead of walking by introducing yourself.
Yes.
But marketing can be really expensive if you hire a marketing firm. It's the same thing with market research. And I always tell inventors, like, you know, take a deep breath because some of this you can do on your own. Now, you don't always have the help of the birdies, but, you know, when you can do certain things on your own, going to the professionals in your industry and get feedback on your product. You were a fireman, so you were, you know, right there. The guys that you were helping, you know, that were fighting the fires with you were saying, that's really cool, Keith.
Right. Yep.
Well, that is excellent. So what is your next step with the Prevent?
Well, I mean, I'd like to go to mass market with it. It's just, again, it's a hard grind because people aren't going to pay, you know, for an aluminum powder-coated vent when you can buy a plastic one because they don't understand, you know, the pros and cons to each one. And a lot of people don't know that the covers, those screen covers, are illegal. But I'm just trying to go day by day and see what comes in front of me. I would, you know, try to sell them. I would like maybe a licensing deal. Moving forward with a larger company has a better footprint and a better marketing or outreach.
Well, and that's excellent. And we are going to do everything that we can to help you get that out there. But one of the things, you know, that you and I kind of talked about and some of the things we're going to be doing is a video. All right. So you'll be able to actually talk about your product then with video that we post out there on all of our streaming networks. So we are looking to help you, you know, get the word out there to the everyday consumer because we all have dryer vents, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Every house and every high rise.
And, I lived in one of those high rises for 20 years.
Well, Keith, thank you so much. We're just out of time. We got to step away. You got to pay some bills. Keith, you have a website?
Yes, it's www.pre-ventsolutions.com.
Say it one more time.
www.pre-ventsolutions.com.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much, Keith, for being our guest. And we got to take a short break. I'll be right back.